The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Spirituality 101. It is Friday as we wind down from the working week and turn our attention to those things that we hold dear, for which we may have a little bit more time at the weekend. So here we are, and I would like to extend a very, very special and warm welcome to all of my listeners, to those of you who are my regulars, welcome, and to those of you who may be hearing me for the very first time, I want to extend a very special welcome to you today, and I hope that you will relax, and that you may find some inspiration here, some information, and perhaps we'll have lively discussion. So sit back, relax, and know that you are welcomed. Here at Spirituality 101, we have designed this class especially for you, my listeners, who are striving on a path to spiritual growth, for those of you who are interested and eager in lifting consciousness, for those of you who are actively working on inner peace and higher vibrations. If these are some of your goals, then you may find some answers and some insights on Spirituality 101. Let's go to our e-card this week. Our e-card this week says our topic is Emancipate Yourself from Mental Slavery. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Of course, we know what emancipate means. It means making clear, extracting yourself from something that obviously is not working for you. And mental slavery today, we're going to be talking about this thing called abundance and the way in which we allow ourselves to become enslaved by our wants and our desires and therefore keep our focus on those things that are not manifesting abundance. And so today we're going to talk about in what ways have you got yourself kind of mentally enslaved by your desires, and how do we break free from that? And our e-card said something like this. We're in the cycle of abundance. The universe right now is in this cycle of absolute abundance. We're in the times when co-creation is quite possible, and all the energy and the light that we need to accomplish that is here for us. But do you feel stuck in your limitations? In the middle of all this abundance pouring onto the planet, do you feel that you're stuck in limitation? And if so, what's the storyline of your life? Because that may give a hint as to why you feel stuck. This week's lesson will offer guidelines to help you to identify and to get to the root of this age-old problem of feeling stuck in the abundance. I want to give you our word for today is activation. Because if there is a tremendous amount of abundance coming onto the planet, and we're not able somehow to access it, then we may be like the proverbial viewer sitting in front of a television set that has not been turned on. And so today we want you to focus on the word activation so that we can turn on and tune into all of this abundance and make our lives abundantly better. But when we talk about abundance, what are we talking about? I think we need to kind of get that clear, first of all. In my own journey, at different times of my growth and development, the meaning of that word abundance was different in different times. There were times in my growth, in my spiritual walk and in my growth, where peace of mind and inner peace represented abundance. And it took a tremendous amount of hard work to finally get me to that place where I can breathe easier and I can be in the internal peace. And that represented abundance at that time, and I had to work on that. And then there were times when the lessons of life became very difficult, and I had to learn how to ease myself away from my mental slavery with fear. And finally, to eradicate fear, or to put fear in its rightful place in my life, became for me a point of abundance. Because once the fear got out of the way, or once the fear was repositioned, then I felt that I could feel lighter. And then there were times in my life when money and financial freedom became an issue. And then, of course, this thing called abundance was kind of focused on the lack of financial resources and how do I get that into the space. So there were times when faith, when I discovered that my faith was not all I wanted it to be, and then the prayer and the meditations were focused on building faith, having a strong foundation. So when I say the word abundance, I'm acutely aware that for all of those of you listening to me, the word abundance may resonate at different places depending on where you are in your growth and your development. This thing called abundance is all about energy flow. It is about how well we are striving to be connected, getting into the flow, the universal flow that is love, that is abundance, that is creation, that is, if we take a look all around us, that is amazingly abundant and has created on the planet and elsewhere, is phenomenal flow of energy. So when we're asking about emancipating ourselves from mental slavery so that we can get into the abundance, we need to be extremely aware that if you can take the word abundance and replace it with spiritual flow, you're talking about one and the same thing. So what keeps us? What is keeping you? What is holding you back? What is limiting you in terms of manifesting or bringing forth or co-creating or shifting from one place to the other? I find that when this topic, I pull topics based on the emails that I get, and when this topic popped up, it occurred to me that it would take quite a bit of balancing to talk about this in a three-dimensional pattern, because we live on a three-dimensional experience, when in fact this topic is multidimensional and it requires us to see ourselves on many, many levels at the same time. So what's keeping you from abundance? Are you, in fact, a mental master or are you a mental slave? Whether we acknowledge it or not, I particularly chose the word slavery because where we choose to place our focus in any one given 24 hours is what energizes and draws into our space that with which we are living with. Whatever we're living with, it is our focus, it's our thinking, it's our belief systems, it is what we chose to focus on. For example, I'm sure you've heard this very, very, very often. I can take a glass and I can pour some water in that glass. And I often do this in my classes that I'm teaching. And I'll pass the glass around and some people in the class will say, the glass is half full of water. Only requires another half to fill it up. Other people will say, the glass is half empty. Oh my goodness, it would take another half to be able to fill the glass. That speaks to me about where these people in this class are focused. Are you focused on the can't do things or are you focused on the can do things? Do you have a belief system that allows you to focus on the I can do? Or do you have a belief system that focuses on I can't? And so one of the very first things I'm going to ask you to do in the week ahead is to create two lists for yourself. And these two lists is going to help you to identify your belief systems. What do you believe? And what's the terminology in which you express what you believe? Several years ago in my own growth, I discovered the damage of the two words, I can't. And I have grandchildren now, and there's a rule in my family that says, you don't tell my grandchildren they can't, because I have come to discover that those two words are infinitely damaging in our consciousness. And what I try to share, particularly with mothers, parents of young children, is that while a two-year-old can't do certain things, if we keep broadcasting the words, you can't, and stop into that consciousness, then what we're doing is preparing a minefield that later on will become blockage to attempting things or mastering things. And so one of the lists that you're going to make for me is, what do you believe around this issue of prosperity and abundance? And I want you to make a list of how you would normally record that. How do you think about that? I can't do this, or that's very simple. Like some people walk with a belief that making money is hard and that money only comes to certain people and certain families. And that it is infinitely impossible to cross that oasis of the haves and the have-nots. If you walk around with a belief system that says that or states that in those terms, your ability to access abundance is limited by your own focus and your own belief systems. So I'm going to ask you to make a list of the things that you believe around abundance and wealth and prosperity. And then after you've done that, I'm going to ask you to make another list of where you would like to see yourself in this thing called abundance and prosperity. So the first list is how you think about it right now, how you word your concept of abundance, etc. right now. And the second list will be the list of how you would like it to be. I see they are calling us already to a break. So don't go away. While you begin that list, we will take a break and we will be right back to talk about what is limiting you from being prosperous and abundant.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
We are in the midst of a time of vast opportunity on our planet right now. If we can master ourselves to have our minds be our allies, we can then lead the authentic lives we desire. But to get beyond the everyday mundane life chosen for us by our minds, we need tools. Sometimes we're not aware of the subconscious thoughts, beliefs, and conclusions our minds have made, and this is where we need the help. Tune in to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J. Kay, and receive those tools for clearing and healing and feel what else is possible. Listen Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about emancipating ourselves from the places where we are focused in a state that is almost mental slavery that brings limitations in our lives and does not allow us to flow with the abundance of the universe. I'm sure you've heard this statement, argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. The first time I heard that, I stepped back for a minute and thought, well, who in the world would argue for their limitations? And of course, as soon as the statement came into my consciousness, I began to observe everyone around me who was in fact arguing for their limitations, and that drew me to recognizing the places in which I myself was arguing for my limitations. So, where are you focused? How do you spend the best part of a 24-hour day? What are your thoughts? For those of you who have been listening to me for a long while, you will know that one of my favorite quotations is, 90% of what's going on around us is none of our business to fix. We may become aware of it, and of necessity we can't avoid the fact that it's all around us. But we have a responsibility to chart our focus away from those things that is none of our business to fix. 10% of what's going on around us is our business to fix. And as soon as we start focusing our awareness on that, we begin to get results. So where are you focused? What are those childhood examples that you have had around abundance and prosperity that may still be playing tapes in the back of your subconscious? What do you believe? What are some of the things that you believe? For example, there are some people who will say, I can do anything if I put my mind to it. And they really believe that. And then there are others that say, oh, I can't do that. Doesn't matter how hard I try, I can't do that. So you've got to focus on the I can'ts that you're carrying and the I can's that you are carrying. And you have to begin to think through getting past whatever the garbage is. I call it garbage, take out the trash. You've got to think past the trash and the garbage that you've been carrying for many years allow it to be tossed out, because we're living in times, as I say, where there is a flow of abundant energy. We are living in times that allows change to happen if we will let it. So as soon as we turn our awareness and our attention to these things that are limiting to us, we begin to attract or draw into our space that which we need to be able to cancel it out. I hope that is kind of real clear. If it's not, shoot me an email and we could talk about it next week. What are your values and your standards? Is there any place where those values and those standards may be limiting you in terms of your expectations of life? These are things that we have to stop and really get very clear on. Do you see yourself in a little house with a picket fence? Do you see yourself in an apartment? Do you see yourself in a family? Do you see yourself free and clear in the universe with your spirit as light as a bird? Or do you see your spirit hampered or weighed down by lack of opportunities, by fear, by whatever it is that for you and I may become the blockage that holds us back? You see, deep within each and every one of us, there is a divinity code of abundance, because we are exact small tiny replicas of this amazing abundant universe in which we live. And therefore inside of us is everything we need to manifest abundance, to manifest prosperity, and to make us the light-filled human beings that we can become while we're on the planet. But they are thoughts and ideas and belief systems that are blocking, that is not allowing full activation of all that we can be. So we've got to begin the process of dismantling, and the process of dismantling first begins with awareness. There is nothing that you can fix in this world until you become aware of it. And so we have to first become aware, remind ourselves of the things that are holding us back, and then we have to proceed with the power of intention. What is it that you intend to happen in your life? And whatever that is, we've got to get focused on that and be mindful of that and place a very strong field of energy in the direction of our intention. And as we begin to do that, we begin to garner help from the spiritual world. When we are asking to walk in full abundance on the universe, and in abundance I mean health and wealth, consciousness, divinity, grace, love, light, these are all the things that we need for full abundance. When we become aware of our intention, as I said, at different times of my own growth, the intention was in different places. But once you become focused. In other words, I'm trying to get you to understand that you need to unfocus from some of the mediocre places in your life. What's happening with the latest movie star falls into the 90% that is not our business to fix. The 10% that is our business to fix is to identify where we are weak so that we begin to engage methodologies that would make us strong. The 10% that is ours to fix is following through and walking away or turning away from procrastination. Our 10% to fix is that once we have developed a firm intention to get to a certain place, and then the 10% that we have to fix requires of us to get focused and mindful in the moment to engage every single opportunity we can to get the blockage out of the way. We are living in masterful times. Times that allows change. We're living in, there's a change rhythm in the air, and it brings with us everything we need to clear out, to take out the trash. I do believe that I even had a class on taking out the trash. I heard that statement in a movie by Dan Millman. And when I heard that statement, I came fully and actively alive. Trash is anything or everything that is in the way of the only thing that really matters to you. And if it's in the way of the only thing that matters to you, then it's time to clear or to rid yourself of it. And prayer, meditation, mindful silence, mindful walking in rhythm, walking and getting back into our natural rhythm, are all ways, including positive affirmations, are all ways to help ourselves to get clear of that which limits us. We are living in times now where we do not even need to understand the full nature of the limitation. But we've just got to be very aware and ready to walk with the intention of where we need to be. And as we intend, so we create. As we create, that which is limitations get pushed out of the consciousness. So, there are people in the world who are walking in mental mastery. And today, I'm trying to encourage each and every one of you listening to my voice to begin to adapt yourself to a state of mental mastery. The mental masters in the world know two major things. And one is, where he or she is in the scheme of things, what is your reality? Where is your illusion? We live in duality, and we've got to stop and pay attention. What is your reality? And where are you walking in delusion or illusion to the true nature of that reality? Because as soon as you become aware of that, the duality of your reality and your illusion, you begin to pull in the energy that you need to begin to cancel out the one and firm up the other. So spiritual masters know it is very important to know where they are in the scheme of things. And the next thing is, what's in the way that has to be removed in order to get the desired result? Between these two lie mastery. And so we've got to begin to use our focus in a way that is intended to clear space. I often hear this business of mastery being taught, well, here are six affirmations. Keep using these affirmations and you will get there. And don't get me wrong, affirmations are very powerful and they do work. But if I keep using the affirmation but I'm not aware of where it is I've got myself in delusion or illusion, if I don't become aware of the statements and the belief systems and the values that keep me from being able to manifest abundance, then affirmations will only pull what I'm affirming temporarily into the space and cannot really subside in the long haul. It will subside in the long haul. So using affirmations is one thing. Becoming aware of where the blood, what are those belief systems? Do you believe, for example, that wealthy people are not nice people? Well, if you're affirming you want to be wealthy, but you're walking with a belief system that wealthy people are not nice people, and you obviously want to be in the category of nice people, can you see where you are, in fact, deluding yourself? Allow yourself to become attracted to people who are living in abundance. And some of you may say, well, I don't know a whole lot of those people. There are a wealth of books out there that will give us autobiographies and people who have taken the time to write about these topics. Take a course. Take a class. Perhaps you may even need a spiritual coach, because what we're talking about is extremely spiritual. I see we have to take another break. We will be right back, and when we come back, I'll give you a list that may be very helpful on this journey of letting go of mental slavery and turning the awareness to abundance and prosperity.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are talking today about breaking free from mental slavery that takes our focus and our attention onto things in a kind of enslaved way that do not support our spiritual growth. And in that regard, I want to give you a list that will help you to begin refocusing. When I was a child growing up, I grew up with a brother who took up cycling at a very, very serious level. Up until then, nobody else in our family, we had track and field runners, but nobody else in our family embraced cycling at the level that he did. But I believe that was my very, very first phenomenal lesson on the word focus, because I watched my brother take all of his focus and placed it into mastering the art of rhythm and movement and bodybuilding and nutrition and the sport that he had chosen and the fact that his intention was to excel, and he did excel to ride at national levels and all over the world. But that was my very, very first introduction to the art of focus. Is there anyone in your life, perhaps, who has mastered the art of focus? Well, turn your awareness to that. Is there anyone in history that you admire who has been extremely good at focusing? Then perhaps you need to pull a book and remind yourself. There are classes and courses out there that will teach the art of focus, because until we learn how to focus our energy and our attention on that which we intend to happen in our lives, not a whole lot will change. So, here is this list that I have compiled for you, and I hope that it will be helpful to you in one way or the other. What is your reality? I want you to take time and make an assessment of your reality. What's your reality in terms of love in your life, in terms of order in your life? Because when we're talking about abundance and we're talking about prosperity, we are also talking about engaging order. The universe is very ordered. And when we want to pull abundance and prosperity, etc., in our life, we have got to take our attention to order. How much clutter do you live with? The state of clutter that we live with is a reflection. The state of clutter on the outside is a reflection of the clutter that we're carrying on the inside. And we have to be uncluttered in order to move in another direction. So you may want to ask yourself the question, what is your reality right now? What do you have? What is lacking? What would you like it to be? Perhaps what your perceptions might be about why it is the way it is. Are you walking with illusion? Recently here, I had the I had to counsel. I had to counsel a couple, and I was absolutely amazed. I never seemed to be amazed on the illusionary way in which the female of this couple was kind of like going on in life, because 2 seconds after I sat with both of them, there were certain things that were very obvious to me, and yet it was amazing to me that here was someone who had lived in a relationship for 10 years and was completely oblivious of certain things that were very apparent to the onlooker who came in. So what is your reality, and where are those places where you have kind of deliberately blinded yourself simply because it may be too difficult to face what needs to be faced? Well, now you're talking about moving towards abundance and prosperity, and everything that is in the way of that goal has got to be faced, and you've got to overcome or override. The times we live in demand authentic living. What do I mean by authentic living? Authenticity and self-discovery go hand in hand. What do you know about yourself? How much do you know about yourself? You know, most of the times we are underestimating what we are living with inside of us. So it's time for you to stop and take a look backwards in the life where maybe in a small way you stood up for something that you believed in and you were very forceful about that. And as you take your mind all the way back there, you will begin to recognize that you have been authentic in some small, little, maybe even timid ways. But that's an indication that the capacity to walk with authenticity is already there. So go back and look for those little times when perhaps you were in a classroom and the bully tried to bully another child, for example, and you spoke up. It might have been a small thing way back then. It may not even have been recognized by the adults around you. But it was that place where the ability to be authentic rose. So you need to go back and pick up those little places so that you can remind yourself that, yes, you can walk with this authenticity. And then to remind yourself that the entire universe right now is moving and flowing in a way with energy that will allow you to do that. Walking with authenticity means allowing the real you on the inside to come forth, getting to know the real you, getting to know your strengths and your weaknesses. I tell people all the time, I've become a master of the places where I'm weak. I make sure that I find people around me who are strong in those areas, and together we make very good partners. So examine your ability to begin to walk with authenticity. Examine the morals and the standards that you have set for yourself. And are they in keeping with this new image that you're trying to bring forth or manifest? Let me give you a good example of that. All the time I hear people saying, oh, they want to win the lottery. People at all different ages and stages and places in the world, everybody wants to win the lottery. And I sometimes have to chuckle when I hear some people say, I'd like to win the lottery, when they have absolutely zero money management skills. So that if they were to win the lottery, the universe knows it would create a disaster. So that if we are serious about the intentions we're putting into the world, we have to begin to act like or open up ourselves to beginning to be moved or pushed in the direction of where we need to learn and where we need to allow growth. So examine your standards. Are your standards in keeping with the wealth and the financial freedom and the spiritual growth as that you are intending? And sometimes it starts with just writing that down on paper and being very, very, very honest with yourself about that. Because the answer may be yes, the answer may be sometimes, the answer may be no. But once you have gotten it down and you can read it and you can see it, now you can begin to turn your eyes upwards and ask that everything that is above descends below and allow you to be able to fix it. Remember that in examining morals and standards, sincerity and truth plays a large part. We live in a society where there is a lot of gray areas. But when we begin to walk in the field of spirituality, and then we discover that black is black, white is white, and there is truth. And the goal of walking a spiritual life is to walk in rhythm towards not only embracing, but living truth in its natural sense. So, remember that sincerity, walking the earth with sincerity and seeking truth, will begin to refine the consciousness and allow us to lift a little higher than the normal values that everyone else around us has got. Walk with the attitude of gratitude. If you're placing yourself in a position asking the universe to encircle you in the abundance that is here, and then you have got to start off, first of all, by being grateful. When we are grateful for small things, it's that the universe becomes excited. If she's grateful or if he's grateful for the little things that is kind of manifesting in the life, how much more gratitude would there be for the bigger ones? So walking with the attitude of gratitude is anticipating the result that you're seeking and coming into a knowingness that it will be there and being grateful for that opportunity and experience. Take out the trash. And when I say the trash, I don't mean the physical garbage in the house, although you have to do that too. take out the trash that we're walking with in our heads. All of us walk with trash. We got trashy thinking. We got belief systems that are outmoded. We have stuff that we're holding on to from childhood that really need to be released. The trash that I'm referring to here is anything and everything that is in the way of the only thing that matters to you. And if abundance and prosperity matters to you, then you have got to put into your prayers, into your meditation, your desire, your intention to release everything that is unlike this abundance and prosperity that we're seeking. Live in each divine moment. There is a book out there that I would recommend. I think I did the last time I was on, I taught on the show. There Are No Ordinary Moments by Dan Millman. You may want to pick that book up and read it. Live in each divine moment, for there are no ordinary moments. I see I have to take a break again. I'll take a break and I'll be back with you to finish this list and to bring you some inspiration and encouragement along the way. Spirituality 101, we'll be right back.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are working on a list of things that you can do to begin to clear space and allow you to become more focused on and give power to your intention of living life more abundantly. And I think we stopped at live in each divine moment. For there are no ordinary moments. And as I said, there is a book out there by Dan Millman that is called No Ordinary Moments. I would really, really recommend it for anyone who's serious about living their intentions. Study and understand the power of intention. The internet these days is just absolutely filled with articles and information and guidance on many, many subjects. And this is one of those subjects where you can pick up a tremendous amount of information on the internet. The power of your intention. that you focus your awareness and you become quite clear what it is that you intend in your life. And if it is abundance and prosperity, then you have got to walk with that. It has got to become a part of your stride. And your thinking has got to be majorly focused there. Study the actions of people who are already living in abundance. And I know many of you may say to me, well, I don't know anyone who's living in abundance. Once you begin to make that intention to be able to find people who are living in abundance, you will be amazed. There's some people living in the abundance of grace. There is some people living financially abundant. There are some people living with an amazingly abundant consciousness that keeps them happy, joyful, and peaceful. There are people who are living with health, abundant, radiant health. These people are all around us. Since this is now your intention, you begin to turn your attention and your awareness. And once you intend it, it's amazing how these people kind of pop up out of the woodwork. If you can't find them in the living state, then turn to books. We've got books on every topic that is available to us right now. So, study the power of intention, how it has worked in other people's lives. My own experience with that statement, the power of intention, when I came to the United States of America as an immigrant here, I brought with me four children. Me and my ex-husband brought four children, and we had our last child here. And our intention when we got here was that all of these children should get a college education. And when life became very difficult, and it seemed almost like that would be impossible, I began to send forth into the world that power of intention every single night. I would lay in my bed, I would close my eyes, and I would visualize my children, one after the other, crossing a graduation stage and receiving a diploma or a degree. And I kept that going evening and morning. Evening, last thing before I went to bed at night, soon as I got my eyes open and I said my prayers and I made my devotions, I would visualize that. The power of visualization has brought that into my life. All of my children have been educated at the college level. Study and understand the power of your intention, and that power, the more you highlight and you strengthen that power, it will bring unto you the energies that will manifest what you are seeking. Use the power of your imagination. That is the most valuable thing we have been given, the power of your imagination. If you can close your eyes, if you can see it, if you can feel it, if you can sense it, you can manifest it. So use the power of your visualization in order to reach your goals. Surround yourself with positive people seeking the same goals you've set for yourself. I think sometimes this is a place where we shoot ourselves in the foot. We really do. Because here we are with all these positive thinking thoughts and determining to manifest and to bring forth it's wonderful, abundance, etc. But when we stop and we take a look around us, you see this observation and perception is extremely important in this field of abundance. But we have to stop and take a look at the people who we have kind of gathered around ourselves and the people with whom we have created intimate relationships and the people whose energy then is kind of entwined with ours. And so we gotta help the universe by beginning to disentangle ourselves from people whose intention and whose purpose in life is not the same as ours. So, surround yourself with positive people and with people seeking the same goals that you set for yourself. We have a monthly circle here in the Greater Washington area where a group of us get together, and we're getting together every month because we have similar intentions, we have similar goals, and we are working through that goals one with the other, and we're allowing the energy to kind of overlap and intermingle. So pay attention to the people who you allow close to you. It doesn't mean that you will disconnect yourself from people who do completely disconnect yourself from people who don't have your same goals. But you certainly would not be as entwined or allow your awareness to be so focused in that direction. Sometimes it's necessary to get a life coach. There are a lot of life coaches out there, and most of them know what they're doing. You may need a life coach to help you to master this art of focus, because as soon as you've mastered the art of focus, you're on your way to abundance. Use affirmations. I like to think that an affirmation is most powerful when it comes from the inside of the individual. In other words, I'm not open to giving people affirmations that they should use, but rather saying to them, meditate, know what it is that you intend to happen, and allow the words that will be positive affirmations for you to rise from within. But I am here going to just give you an example. Your affirmations should be really, really simple. Like, I am divine. It's a simple affirmation, but what it says is I'm affirming all of the divinity inside of me, and I'm allowing it to come forth. And when it comes forth, I can't be anything else but abundance, because that's what divinity is. I am light. Light is the store of creation. And it is light that has created everything in the universes. And so if I'm moving towards this abundant living and prosperity, then I need as much light to pour through me and come forth from me. So a simple affirmation would be, I am light. Abundance surrounds and enfolds me. Simple affirmations that will allow us. Don't identify what the end result will be, because there's a piece of scripture that says, I had not seen nor ear heard the glory which God has in store for those who love him. So let the universe give you of its abundance, and don't try to kind of spell it out for the universe. And once you begin to learn certain things, including focus, find someone or a group of people and teach what you are learning, because what it does, it reinforces the learning curve inside of you. I hope I have given you food for thought today on this question of abundance. Be at peace in the upcoming week. Until next week, walk softly, gently on the planet. You and I argued for the right to be here at this time. God bless.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.